Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in to the Quitting Is Not an Option radio show. This is your host, Tamiko Stewart, in Jacksonville, Florida. We have an awesome show for you today. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be blessed. Get ready to be uplifted. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be propelled into your next level. Call a neighbor, call a friend. Tell your brother or sister to tune in. It's time for the Quitting Is Not an Option radio show. Thank you for tuning in to the Quitting Is Not an Option radio show. This is your host, Tamiko Stewart, in Jacksonville, Florida. We have an awesome show for you today. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be blessed. Get ready to be uplifted. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be propelled into your next level. Call a neighbor, call a friend. Tell your brother or sister to tune in. It's time for the Quitting Is Not an Option radio show. Welcome to the Quitting Is Not an Option radio show. This is your host, Prophetess Tamiko Stewart, out of Jacksonville, Florida. We have an interesting show for you today. Our topic is being single in the spring and learning how to maximize it for God. Yes, being single in the spring and knowing how to maximize it for God. As I did some research, Radio Land, on the word single and what it does mean to be single. And the definition that I got is only one in number, only one person, unique. And single also means a person or someone who is not in a relationship, unmarried. Just because we are single, and in our single state, that does not mean we cannot be happy, we can't be vibrant, joyful, and completely sold out to God. Singleness is preparation for marriage. If you have never mastered being single, how do you expect to master or excel in being married? You should be an asset to your marriage. You should be bringing something to the table, and so should he. So it's not about being unequally yoked, because we know what the Bible tells us about being unequally yoked. So while you're waiting, women, to be found by your Boaz or your husband or men, or while you're waiting to find your wife, you're in a single state, and that's the best state that you could be in, because you can use that time to maximize it for God. When you find yourself in a single state, you can move around, you can travel, you can pray, you can fast, you can do whatever you want while you're in your single state, while you're in preparation for marriage. Being single is a process. God takes you through a process. He shows you things about you and things you need to improve on, or where you're slacking or where you're lacking. Because one thing you don't want to do is go into a marriage not being whole. So let me propose some questions to you, Radio Land. hypothetically speaking, would you marry you in the current state that you're in? Let me ask that question again. Would you marry you in the current state that you're in? If you are a man or a woman, ponder on your financial state, your credit, your attitude, your bad habits, any drama in your life, the secret things that you do, or how you try to might possibly be manipulative, or how you might gossip to marry you if you were you. If that answer is no, you need to let God work on you more in your single state so you can be marriage ready. But if you answered yes, be in expectation of God to send you your wife or for God to send you your husband. So being single, Radio Land, is a ministry. If it doesn't mean that you're unwanted or that you're undesirable or that you're unattractive or that you don't have nothing to offer. No, you could possibly just be being single because you want God's best. And it's probably taken a while for some, and for some it's happening quickly, all because God is writing your perfect love story. I would much rather wait on the timing of God than to be in my flesh and run and marry someone just to say that I am married, or just to run and marry someone just to be financially secure. No, we need to marry people, for one, for love. We need to be in love with that person, and we need to be equally yoked. The Lord spoke to me a couple of days ago is that he's putting together kingdom marriages where it's not even going to be about you, but it's all going to be about advancing the kingdom of God. God might put you with someone that you might never even want. God might put you with someone who's unattractive, but God can see further down the line than we can. He knows what's best for us. He knows what we need. He knows who we need to be in to carry out our kingdom assignment. So that's what we need to do while we're single in the spring. We need to get busy about our Father's business. When Ruth came across Boaz, it was strategic. It wasn't a happenstance that she was there. Her mother-in-law had told her where to go, and she made herself visible. You have to make yourself visible for your mate to find you. That means when you step out the door, you should be camera ready. And I'm bad about that because sometimes I'll go out the door in my hair rollers, but I have to stop that because you never know where your man of God is. You never know when he is watching you. Yes, it's good to be saved. Yes, it's good to be in church. But sometimes a man is looking for more than that. He is looking for a vision partner, someone that can carry out his vision with him, someone that can walk hand in hand with him in ministry. The same thing with a woman. You don't want no scrub. You want a real man that's able to lead you. You want a king. You want someone to empower you to go forth in your ministry. But first, you got to be doing these things in your single state. In your single state, go forth in your ministry. In your single state, witness for God. In your single state, go on mission trips. On your single state, evangelize, give. So you got to make yourself as presentable so a true man of God will want you. No man of God wants nobody who's doing nothing. Because let me tell you a secret. No woman wants no man that's not doing nothing either. You know, when you go to the altar to get married, the only thing standing at that altar is you and your potential husband, or you, man, and your potential wife, just because y'all sashayed up the aisle don't mean that everything is perfect and that God ordained it. Because what she is doing is giving you her problems and drama, and you are giving her your problems and drama. If you were lazy, you're going to be lazy when you was married. If you were a hard worker, you're going to be a hard worker when you get married. If you had vision, you're going to have vision when you get married. If you're a person of strength, you're going to be strong when you get married. If you're faithful to God, you're going to be faithful to God when you get married. But if you find yourself not being in any of those states, you're bringing all those bad characteristics to your marriage. Ladies, stop looking for someone to save you. You save yourself. God said in the last days he'll pour out a spirit on all flesh. He wants to prosper all of us. You do not have to be married to be used and to be blessed by God. Lord, so many women got the misconception that if I can only get married, everything will be all right. Well, I want to tell you, no, everything is not going to be all right just because you got married. Yes, your flesh might have got satisfied, but what are you going to do when y'all come out the bedroom? What do y'all have to offer each other? Are y'all on the same path? Are you equally yoked? Can you build with this person? Can y'all walk hand in hand and minister? Because whatever you bring to the altar, that's what's going to be there. Male, if you're a whoremonger, I don't care how married you get, you're going to come to that altar being a whoremonger, and you're going to leave being a whoremonger. And women, if you was have whorish ways, you're going to go to the altar with them whorish ways and go leave with the whorish ways. So why not get delivered and set free before you even get to the marriage? Get delivered and set free in your single state. Make sure you crossed every I. Make sure you dotted every T. Make sure you're ready to get married. Make sure your marriage potential. Because God is not going to give a man his best. And God is not going to give a woman his best. If you want the best from God, like the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all its righteousness will be added unto you. You don't want to just jump up and marry somebody just to say you're married. That thing has to be confirmed between you and them, and God will put his stamp of agreement if he called it to be so. A lot of people are married right now, Radio Land, that was never supposed to marry the person that they married. And now they find themselves in turmoil and suffering and on the brink of divorce, and it's not working out. Yeah, it worked out a few months, but you can only hide behind a mask for too long. And I know women, we like to blame the male, but oh, we trifling at times too. So it's not always just the male. But while you're in your single state, let God work on you. Let God empower you. Let God raise you up. Let God use you. Build your credit bad, work on fixing it. If your children are out of control, get them together. Whatever issue you got, don't bring them to the altar. And that, you know, that's a powerful statement all by itself. Because so many people think if I could just get married, things would change. But you do not know. Right now we're married to God. We're married to Jesus. Are we being faithful to them? If we're not being faithful to God, if we're not being faithful to Jesus, what makes us think that we're going to be faithful to the man or woman of God he sent? We have to be faithful to God first. God is a jealous God. And he wants to know that he is first, foremost in your life. So I said earlier, being single in the spring and maximizing it for God. You have to maximize this singleness. You have to get all you can get. Let God fill you up. Let God develop you. So say, for instance, you're a woman. You barely read your Bible. You barely pray. You don't have no effective prayer life. The Holy Ghost isn't manifesting in your life. You haven't even experienced speaking in real tongues. And you think God's going to give you his great man of God? No, because y'all will be unequally yoked. You need to be ready when y'all marry. Both of y'all need to be on the same level and same accord. Same thing for you women. If you sold out for God and you reading and you studying and fasting, why would you want a man who won't even go to church? Why would you want a man that don't even believe in Jesus? Why would you want a man that's not even trying to establish a relationship with Christ? Why would you want him? God ain't going to give that man his best. If you're a lady, God ain't going to give him you. Not if you're handling your business. He's not going to give you the trash. And men, God ain't going to give you the trash, but he's going to give you someone that you are equally yoked with. So use your single time to God. So when that man looks up, he only sees you. Women, we don't chase men. We don't stalk men. We don't pursue men. He will find you. But you have to be in a place of exposure where he can see you. He has to see you while you were working. Ruth was out in the fields. They were harvesting. So she had a divine setup when Boaz came through there. She positioned herself. Ladies, you know how we are when we see a man. Oh, we fix up, straighten our shoulders up, check our makeup, check our lipstick. We make sure we're ready so he can see me. But the veil has to be lifted off you first. The veil was lifted off Ruth because she had lost her husband. So if we want God to reveal us to someone, the veil has to be lifted. Meaning you've been through your process. It is a process. It don't happen overnight. Pray and ask God, Lord, what do I need to work on? Lord, what do I need to do? Lord, what do I need to do to attract your best? A real man of God is not looking for a grouping to just hang on to them and depend on them to survive. A real woman of God is not looking for a scrub who don't even have their own stuff living in a house with their mama. No, true men and true women of God are looking for people that are whole. Whatever you need God to do in your life, however you need to be delivered, get delivered, lay your face on the altar, take your vows with God. Serious. Stop being lazy. Do what you have to do to be in position to be blessed. Put yourself in position to receive your man of God. Oh, man, put yourself in position to receive your woman of God. A man needs more than somebody who's just good in the bed, but he needs someone that can walk up in meetings with him, that can go in board meetings with him, that can be help him carry out his vision in the church. He's looking for a woman that can pray for him. And not only do you pray for him and God hear your prayer, but your prayer's got to move God on the behalf of your mate. So if we're not married right now, and we're single, are we presenting ourselves to God, to Jesus? How are we presenting ourselves to him? When he looks at us, he don't even see the sin that we're doing, but he sees our future. But God sees all. When God looks at you, what does he see? Do he see somebody that's determined? Do he see someone that says quitting is not an option? And earlier when I said bring stuff to the table, not saying that you got to be somebody that's never went through nothing, or you was never partying, or you never got drunk, or you never got high, or you never cheated, schemed, was a whoremonger, no, because that's in your past. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about right now. You can make a choice today that I'm preparing for my husband, and then you can say you're preparing for your wife. Because this summer, before the year is out, there are going to be so many kingdom marriages, and you got to be in fellowship and relationship with God to hear that that's your husband. Can't nobody prophesy you a husband. God is the one that's in your husband. So many people have got in trouble about following what somebody has said for their life, and now they catching hell. God gonna reveal it to you first. Now God can use someone to pray you through or to encourage you, or he might let them peep in your future. But no person can cause no marriage to happen. Because for one, God is the one in control. And we're only servants and vessels for God. So if you building yourself up saying, look at all the marriages I put together, no, you ain't doing nothing. And a lot of them, God didn't even ordain. They just got married to be married. I refuse to get married and struggle, because that's not scripture. The husband is the head of the household. I refuse to get married and I'm facing an eviction. I refuse to get married and my life's off. I refuse to get married when my husband can't take care of me physically and intimately. That's what you call a kingdom marriage. And while the husband is doing all that, the wife will be on her job, praying for him, encouraging him, pushing him forth, saying, baby, you can make it. Help him with his vision. But if you are a preacher too, or you have a ministry too, those things have to merge. But if you're just saying, cool, you go sit down with your husband and you just sit there. But if you got a ministry and call it up front, you have to know, where do they stand? If you a man, you have to know, does that woman want to stand? Is she willing to go through the trials? Is she willing to go through the persecution? Is she willing to go through the hurt? Is she willing to go through the lying, the backbiting, and the evil things that folks do up in church? And if you're a woman, you got to ask him, especially if you're in ministry, how do you feel about women preachers? Do you believe in women prophets? Do you believe in your wife traveling, going advanced in the kingdom? See, those are things that you need to know. Because let me tell you this. If God puts you with someone and God says that is your one, he's going to understand already what time it is. He's not going to need to be coached or begged, because God's going to be able to show him you and everything about you. They're going to either get on board or get left behind. What a beautiful thing to see a man and a woman walking hand in hand in ministry. It's awesome. The men can reach the men, and the woman can reach the ladies. As you go back to the book of Genesis, where it dealt with Adam and Eve in the beautiful garden. Adam had named all the animals and did everything, and he still was in a state of feeling lonely, like he needed someone. So God put Adam to sleep. So me and God know who's best for you, not you. You can't be looking at the hips, the lips, and the fingertips. God know that kingdom woman that is right for you. So God put Adam to sleep, and he took out his rib. One of the most important parts in the body, God took out his rib. He did that because he knew what kind of woman that Adam needed. So when she came to, he woke up and saw Eve. He said, bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. I'm paraphrasing here. She came from his body. Women, we are needed in the lives of our men because we're their backbone. We're praying for them as they go forth. And ladies, you need a man that's going to cover you and pray for you and minister to you once you went forth in ministry. All about two becoming one. Two becoming one. So until that happens, in your single state, it's beautiful, it's springtime, the birds are chirping, the sun is shining. We know that we desire to be married. But until God send us, listen, send us the one that he has for us, we need to be maximizing every opportunity that we have to spread the gospel of Christ. Women, arise. Men, arise. Get busy. And God will place you in the path of your husband or your wife. We can't be up one day, oh, I'm gung-ho, I'm advancing the kingdom, everything's going good, everything's going great. And then time something happened, we war is mean. I don't have this, I don't have that. I can't go here, I can't go there. You complaining and you whining. No man want a whining woman. No woman want a whining man. Whatever state you find yourself in, learn to be content. And when I say learn, that means it's a process. Because like when you were in school, you learned over a period of time. And once you mastered that mechanism, you were advanced to the next grade, and the next grade, and the next grade, and the next grade. So let God master his gifts in you. Let him perfect everything in you. Maximize your singleness. Be all you can be for God while you are single. Sparkle and shine for the advancing of the kingdom of God. Because believe me, God had no intention for man to be alone. He's looking for Eve. Because she has his favor. Are you that good thing that has Adam's favor? And are you, Adam, the man that will cover Eve? Ponder on that, ladies. Ponder on that, men. Just pray about it. And work on you as I'm working on me. Be ready when he comes, because you never know the day when you're going to run into your man of God, and he is going to approach you. So thank you so much for tuning in to the Quinnell Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. We're here every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern. Go to my website, on my Facebook page, or Twitter, or LinkedIn. There's always a link for you to listen live. Until next week, good evening. God bless you. I love you. And remember, quitting is not an option.